One of the most anticipated electronic gizmos of the holiday shopping season arrives on store shelves today. The Xbox is Microsoft's entry into the already competitive $7 billion video game industry. From Spokane Public Radio, Marty Demarest has the story.
This past Saturday, at a Software Etc. store in Spokane, Washington, the narrow aisles were crowded with young adults, teenagers, and children with parents in tow. Most of the younger people didn't disguise what they were interested in, but even many of the adults couldn't help casting glances towards a display version of the new video game system, the Xbox. One of the kids who had been waiting in line for his 5 minutes at the controls was 9-year-old Ian Stevens.
I'm the yellow guy, right?
You're number two.
I think it's a pretty cool system, and the graphics are very good, and I like the speed of it and how it can load quicker than almost every system.
Speed is not the only feature that consumers will notice about the Xbox. Designed by Microsoft to be the most powerful home video game system on the market this year, the Xbox features an Intel processor, a built-in hard drive, and like Sony's PlayStation 2, the capability to play DVDs.
Well, Xbox for us is a home entertainment system focused on video games.
Robbie Bach is Microsoft's chief Xbox officer.
Historically, what's happened is game developers, game designers, game creators have always been sort of hampered by the restrictions of the hardware. And so our task was to give them all the power, all the flexibility they needed to create the game they've always dreamed of creating.
And games are what have sold systems in the past. If a particular title's good enough, consumers will buy a machine just to play it, and then buy more games to play on that system. Microsoft, which industry analysts say may lose as much as $100 on each Xbox sold, is counting on that for long-term profitability. But 30-year-old Chad Kruger, who has been playing video games most of his life, also tried out the Xbox this past weekend, and like other gamers, was skeptical about some of the titles currently available for it.
The Xbox is going to be a potentially good system. Right now, the games that I've seen and played are not quite as ingenious as I expected them to be compared to the other new systems.
The other new systems are last year's release from Sony, the PlayStation 2, and the newest system from video game company Nintendo, arriving this Sunday, the GameCube, retailing at $200. That's $100 less than either the PlayStation 2 or the Xbox, but the GameCube doesn't come equipped to play DVDs or CDs like those machines. Perrin Kaplan is the Vice President of Corporate Affairs at Nintendo of America.
People ask us about watching movies, and we think to ourselves, it doesn't make sense because we really compete against the movie industry, so why would we have that in our system? Nintendo is extremely focused on gaming. That's what we're known for.
But which of the machines, the Xbox or the GameCube, will sell better this holiday season is largely irrelevant. They'll probably both sell out their stock of manufactured units. For NPR News, I'm Marty Demarest.